This is a podcast by The Straits Times and Money FM 89.3.
Well, major sporting events are back in Singapore this year, and millions will be spent organizing these kinds of events, of course, but they also generate business activities, create a lot of jobs, and most importantly, gives our economy a big boost.
That's right. But the two-year hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic has seen a lot of small and medium-sized enterprises battered. Well, Zakir Hussain, a Singapore editor at The Straits Times, joins us online now to tell us more about what he's tracking, including all the return of the major sports events.
One of the biggest ones, Zakir. Zakir, hello, by the way.
Hi.
One of the biggest ones, tickets for the F1 Singapore Grand Prix will go on sale on Wednesday, 10 a.m.
That's right.
So that's the biggest, I believe, sporting event to come back to Singapore, right?
That's right, yeah. And I think there was talk over the weekend as well that one of the deferred races from Sochi in Russia might be re-diverted elsewhere. But I think Singapore's not expected to be in the running for that. So we'll have one F1 race, okay. But I think it'll still, very likely, but I think it'll still be widely, be much welcomed.
Of course, definitely.
Yeah. Now, do you see this as a strong indicator that the recovery of the ecosystem for events, right, is happening a lot sooner than expected?
I think so. Although I think there was also some pent-up expectation, you know, when we announced we were going to move to living with COVID even as late last year, that, you know, this year will be the year when some of these events return to normal. But I think we're also, there's probably still a bit of wariness as well. You know, we're mindful that last year when we said things would happen and return and they weren't quite ready yet. Mm-hmm. The World Economic Forum that was meant to be held in Singapore was an example, and that had to be cancelled, although the numbers were much smaller. I think, you know, hopefully by the F1 race, we'd be able to walk around unmasked as well.
This podcast is available on our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us. And now, back to our podcast episode.
We had some rather encouraging, you know, indications from the health minister in the last 24, 48 hours when he indicated that at this point in time anyway, they haven't detected any uptick in cases after the relaxation of the COVID-19 rules.
That's right.
So let's keep our fingers crossed for that, you know. And they should just call it anything that has something to do with bubble. I think the World Economic Conference has had something to do with a bubble as well, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you talked about the race being conducted outdoors, but a lot of the attractiveness or appeal of the F1 season, right, is what's happening off track as well. All the parties or the concerts, will those still go on? Yeah, exactly. Will those go on, mask on or mask off? That could be.
We're not sure.
Yeah, still many months like down the road. So we'll see. Maybe by then, you know, it's like mask off permanently.
I think one of the things that they need to start looking at now will be the manpower crunch with all these activities related to F1. We'll need, you know, restaurants and banquets and hotels and all that. And we know we're still facing this major crunch. Anything they're working on for this one?
I think it's tough. I mean, I think one of the measures is, you know, the easing of border measures will probably be a good help. And I think we're starting to see queues build up at the checkpoints coming into Singapore and especially at peak hour. And I think one of the things we've kind of taken for granted until COVID-19 was sort of the huge number of workers who come in every day from across the causeway, whether for security or for cleaning or for other services, especially F&B. And I think when that resumes, you know, we'll likely be able to ease the manpower crunch. Especially for these major events where you suddenly see a sudden demand, spike in demand for manpower.
Well, speaking of crunch, Zakir, we are in a time crunch. So you have 30 seconds. Tell us what you're looking out for this Good Friday. 30 seconds.
I think a lot of it, you know, it's the first time in 3 years that many people, especially worshippers, will be able to gather again, you know, without being worried about having to book a spot in advance, restrictions and numbers. So I think it's something a lot of people will be looking forward to.
Grace under pressure. Thank you, Zakir.
Thank you.
Zakir Hussain there is a Singapore editor at The Straits Times.
The SG Extra podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us.